following takes place between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. on the day of the California presidential primary. Events occur in real time.
Walsh isn't answering.
As soon as you reach him, you find me. Is this a crew list from the 747?
Yeah. Want me to contact NTSB, get a maintenance sister in the plane?
No, for now, let's just assume this was not an accident.
Why?
The flight originated out of Berlin. It's exactly where Walsh said the shooter was coming from. I need you to give me a breakdown of the crew and passenger list, political affiliation, criminal record, country of origin, and residence.
Jack.
What?
You want to tell me what's going on around here tonight?
What's going on? You mean besides the 747 falling out of the sky and a threat on a presidential candidate's life?
Yeah, that's right. Besides that. Look, George Mason comes in here, disappears up in your office for a half an hour, then he limps out. What's that all about?
Tell him, Jack. Fine, then I will.
Nina.
The three agents that Jack brought down on bribery charges last year were close friends of Mason. Mason's been looking for payback ever since. He chose tonight to make some pretty nasty accusations about Jack, as well as some other people in this office. Now, in case you haven't noticed, Jack doesn't have a lot of tolerance for criticism. I need that right away.
All right, look, I'll get you that list within the hour.
Thank you. Quite a story.
Better than the truth.
Funny, when you came in Jack's rescue back there with your little performance, it reminded me of something.
Yeah, what?
Remember that time we came into work together a month ago?
Lisa made some wisecrack remark, and you came up with this really great
BS stories. Early breakfast meeting with District 3. I was really impressed with how convincing a liar you were.
What's your point, Tony?
I still want to know what happened up there between Jack and Mason.
I already told you.
And I don't believe you. Maybe I should ask Mason.
Presidential candidate's life's at stake. Maybe you should get back to work.
I think we need to turn right here. There it is. Here. Janet's car is parked out front. I just got into the store.
It's all right. I'll wait till you check it out.
Now, let me call you back.
Terry, I'll hold.
Kim!
Terry.
Kim!
Terry.
Kim!
They were here.
She didn't want.
Look, my dad is a government agent.
I thought you said your dad was dead.
Well, he's not. And if I'm not home in the next half hour, he's going to be all over this.
I told you should have given her a roofie.
I'm serious. You two are toast.
She's giving me a headache, dude.
Just chill, okay?
You chill.
Did anyone see you come in?
No.
You sure you weren't following?
Scott, take it easy.
No, I'm not gonna take it easy. I'm not. I should never have called you.
If you have evidence that someone inside the agency is involved in a plot against David Palmer, then you had no choice.
Here. It's all yours. I'm out of this.
Wait, wait, wait. A key card?
Yeah, it's just a simple key card. The kind we use to get in and out of the building.
I don't get it.
Normally, the magnetic stripe has just an access code on it, but the stripe can hold a ton of data. On this one, I found a file filled with references to Palmer.
But what's the point?
To smuggle confidential information. These get in and out of restricted areas without any scrutiny.
I need you to be reachable throughout the day.
You said after tonight I'm done.
I can't help it, Scott. Until we defuse this situation, I need to be able to find you.
I find out there's an agency conspiracy to kill David Palmer. In the moment I realized what I stumbled onto, I put my wife and kid on a plane. I couldn't even tell them why. I've been with the agency long enough to know what I'm dealing with. This is your thing now. I'm out.
Scott, what you did took a lot of courage. I'm just asking you to hang in there with me a little longer.
No, I did my part. Get someone else.
There is no one else.
You got me for another 24 hours. Then I'm joining my family.
Oh.
Yes, I know Palmer gets a lot of death threats, but this one's got some weight.
Listen, we're already overloaded. We'll have to deal with it later.
No, you're going to have to make some adjustments in your schedule. You're going to have to notify his advance team and tighten up security on your end.
Yeah, I understand it, but at this point...
Look, I've got to go. I'll update you in an hour. Yes.
1 hour?
Yes, fine. Terry.
Jack, I need you.
Richard?
Yeah. 2350 Dunlap Plaza. I got two shooters trying to hit me.
And an agent down.
Richard, what's going on?
I got hard information on who's behind the Palmer hit.
Isaac can get there before me. He's in the area.
No, don't call anyone.
We still don't know who we can trust, Jack. Just get me out of here.
I'll be there in 10 minutes.
I'll be on the roof.
Richard. Richard. What's going on? Is Kim at the store?
No, she's not here.
I thought you said you saw their car.
Yeah, well, we think she left with the boys.
This guy you're with, York. Does he know either of these boys?
No, but one of them, Dan, works here. Listen, Jack, I'm starting to worry a little bit. Can't you get over here?
I can't, not right now. Look, I don't have time to explain, but some very bad things are happening tonight.
Our daughter is missing. I think that's pretty bad, don't you?
Terry, she's not missing. She's partying. Kim's smart enough to know her limits.
Oh, yeah? Well, maybe you should come over here and see what those limits are, Jack.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Look, we're gonna wait here for them to come back for the car. Why don't you just call me when you're done with your emergency, okay?
I will. I'm sorry, okay? I'll call you as soon as I can.
Bye.
It seems like we're these really bad guys, but we're cool. I swear. There's just some stuff we gotta do. Just go along with it and you guys won't get hurt.
I don't even know what you want me to go along with. Is this some sort of fraternity stunt or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Fine, whatever. I will tell your friends whatever you want me to. Just let us go.
It's not that simple. These people are...
What people? She's not breathing, you idiot!
I don't care.
Bitch. Fires set off by the wreckage are making the prospect of locating possible survivors of Flight 221
Has Carl called yet?
No, not yet.
Let me know as soon as he does.
It's 20 after 1. Weren't the kids supposed to be back by now?
They, stopped to get pizza after the rally. Did you see this?
Yeah. Horrible. Look. I'm sorry I walked away before.
What did Maureen Kingsley say to you on the phone?
It's nothing serious. I'm overreacting to everything right now. Today's gonna be the second most important day of my life.
And what would the first one be?
Well, I think you know.
Well, I still like to hear you say it.
All right. This was coming in from where? Most important day of my life. since when I hit the game-winning tee against DePaul, the Final Four.
You just lost my vote, Senator. Good night. Don't let this get to you. Thanks, honey.
Good night.
I just want them in place. Hold on. Gaines. Yeah, I'm finishing up with him right now.
All right, get back.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey, Mandy. Good. Is everything put together there?
Yeah, it is. Just get back.
I'll get back to you. You want something to drink?
Mm-mm.
So they'll be ready to go by the time you get there. Leave now. It's all there. What are you doing this summer?
Not interested.
You haven't even heard what I have to
offer. I don't care. I'm gonna disappear for a while. Lay low.
So when do I get the ID?
Soon.
Nina, it's Jack. Is this a secure line?
No, you want me to transfer it?
No time. I need an entry code.
Entry code? Where are you?
I had to take care of something.
Why didn't you check out with me?
Nina, just give me the entry code, okay? I'm at 2350 Dunlap Plaza, North Garage.
Dunlap? Got it.
91367 star.
I'm in.
Jack.
Two shooters.
At least, maybe three.
They looked like they were ours?
I couldn't tell.
Richard, how high does this conspiracy go?
I don't know yet, Jack. Did you see anyone downstairs?
No one. Is this the only way out?
This is it.
Okay.
Sorry. No. You look just like Martin Belkin. How'd they do that?
Plastic surgery.
That's amazing. So you're gonna kill David Palmer, huh?
Hey, where's Jack?
I don't know.
Thought you were just on the phone with him.
No, that was Division.
Really?
This is a military organization. There's a chain of command. I'm your superior. I tell you what I want, and you don't question it. Got it?
All right. I can accept that.
Good.
There's something you gotta deal with, too.
Yeah, what?
Now, you can boss me around all you want here. But when you and I punch out, we're something else. Okay? I set it up wrong. We were sitting ducks. I'm sorry to put you through this, Jack.
Don't you ever say that to me. You of all people. I owe you my life. Now, across the mezzanine, there's a corridor that leads to a service exit. We're gonna take that straight to the street. My car is right there. You okay? Good, let's get out of here.
Thank you.
We gotta find out who sent these guys.
I'm gonna go ID him. What is this supposed to be?
Give him the ID. It's okay. This is gonna work out better for both of us. I figured it all out.
No, you don't figure anything out. This is not your play. Now, where is the damn ID?
It is my play. Since I'm the only one who knows where the damn ID is. Go ahead.
I didn't find anything useful in the back.
Book schedule. Look, Dan, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday.
That's great. Is there a contact number?
No, we can't get into the office. It's locked. My husband might be able to help us with this.
How would he be able to do that?
This is Jack Bauer. Leave a message.
He turned his cell phone off.
How would your husband be able to help us?
He works for the government. He has access to those kind of things. Hang on a second.
CTU, Nina Myers.
Hi, Nina. It's Terry Bauer.
Is Jack there?
Terry, Jack's not here.
I know, but he turned his phone off. I wonder if you could help me with something.
Sure, what do you need?
I need the name and number of the owner of a furniture store in the Valley. Van Nuys,
Palladio's Furniture.
That's not really something I should do. Can I wait till I talk to Jack about it?
No, not really. Nina, it's Kim. She took off with some kids, I don't know, and one of the boys, Dan, works here. I was hoping to contact the owner.
All right. Give me a couple minutes. I'll see what I can do. What's your cell number?
Yeah, no, I think
he's
gonna...
Hey!
There you are. Heard you guys had quite a turnout tonight.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty insane.
I thought I heard the sound of the young and the reckless generation.
Dad, what are you doing up?
How you doing? None of hours in the day.
How did it go?
Oh, Mom, it was huge. I wish you could have been there.
I wish I could have been there, too.
I'm dead. Really? See you guys in the morning.
Oh, okay. Good night, sweetie.
Make sure you get some good rest, because they're going to wake you up early.
I will.
Good night.
I love you, honey. So how was it?
Oh, Dad, it was unbelievable. The chancellor introduces me, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm totally killing. And just as I'm finishing, Green Day starts to play A Time of Your Life. Mom, it was huge.
Okay.
Hold on.
What's the problem?
I got a call tonight from Maureen Kingsley.
Yeah, so what?
I don't want to talk about it over the phone.
Okay, I'll come by in the morning.
No. We need to take care of this now.
It's hard to know with teenage girls whether they're angry at you or just angry.
No. I did feel guilty, though. Jack and I separated.
Separated? I didn't know.
We're back together.
I admire that. I'm trying to work through the problems together. My ex left and never looked back. Went home to Australia. She hasn't spoken with Janet or me for almost 10 years.
I'm really sorry, Alan. Hello.
Carrie, I got it.
Oh, great. Hang on a second. All right, go ahead.
555-2922.
Nina, that's great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Okay. Bye. Owner's name and phone number.
You've reached the Narastes. Please leave a message.
Is anybody home? Mr. Naraste, if you're there, please pick up. My daughter is out with one of the boys who works at your store. Dan, I need to talk to you right away. I'm here in your store right now. Please call me. My name is Terry, and my number is...
Then he said, tell your dad to reserve the Lincoln bedroom for us when we tour the East Coast.
I bet he did.
Hello, Mrs. Palmer. I'm Aaron Pierce, Secret Service.
I don't know how I'm going to fit this
in. Is there a problem?
I need to speak with the senator.
All right, I'll go get him for you.
David? Where is he, Patty?
I don't know. I thought he was in there.
All right. Palmer has left the suite. He is exposed.
Find him.
If he left in one of the vehicles, it'll show up on our GPS.
Would you tell me what's going on?
We've been told to add another layer of security around your husband.
Why?
We have a very high confidence that there will be an attempt on his life sometime today.
I'm right behind you. I'm gonna get you out of here. Jack. Jack, listen to me. Take this card and give it to Jamie. Baylor said that we could trust him.
Richard, don't move. He'll draw fire.
Take the card. Give it to Jamie. She'll match it to a computer. Find the computer. You've got the dirty agent.
Ah! Richard!
We'll be right back.
Jamie, it's me.
What do you need?
Two agency personnel were killed tonight at 2350 Dunlop Plaza. I need your phone division. Get their bodies picked up.
Okay.
It's not all. You know the key cards we use to get in and out of division?
Yeah.
I've got one. I need you to pull some data off of it for me. Do you have anything over there that can read it?
But if you're in your car, you can just send it to me now.
How?
Use your mobile scanner. Switch it from optical to magnetic.
Hold on. I'm sending this to you directly. Walsh says you should be able to trace this to the person whose computer encoded it.
Yeah, I can match the electronic signature.
Good, do it.
Come on.
What are you gonna do to me?
Take you to the prom. Come on, get out!
Don't worry, it's gonna be okay.
Just tell her what you want her to do, and then she'll do it. Sit! Get out! It's time to call Mommy. You tell her that you're okay, you're at a party, you're sorry, and that you'll see her in a couple hours.
Go to hell!
Whoa. Gaines said not to hurt her, remember?
Hello?
Mom?
Cam, is that you? Hello?
Mom?
Honey, where are you?
I'm at a party.
What?
I'm at a party.
With Janet York, right?
Yeah, how did you know that?
I'm standing here with her dad. Do you have any idea how worried we were about you?
Can I talk to Janet?
Honey, listen. Janet's dad wants to talk to her.
She went for a walk. I'll tell her to call when she gets back. Listen. We're okay. And I'm really sorry I did this. I mean it. I'm gonna be home as soon as I can get a ride back.
No, honey, you're not gonna wait for a ride back. We'll come pick you up.
What?
Where are you?
I don't even know how we got here.
Kim? Kim, honey, this is not the night you want to shine me on.
I promise you.
Mom, I gotta go.
Kim?
Mom, I love you.
Love you. It's a nice touch. Ben.
What happened?
I can't believe it. She's at this party. She said she was sorry and she'd be back.
What about Janet?
She's fine.
What's wrong?
She said, I love you. She never says that.
Okay, Jack, I got a match on the card you sent me. Do you need a confidence on this?
Yes, my eyes only. Send it. Thanks, Jamie.
You got it.